Each day, of course, we're also hearing of more and more industries that are coming to a complete standstill. In Hollywood, film and TV production has all shut down, and that is impacting more than 300,000 workers. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
Before the shutdown, Amazon was shooting its new billion-dollar Lord of the Rings series in New Zealand, and James Cameron was working on 4 sequels to Avatar. Disney was about to begin filming its new live-action version of The Little Mermaid, and Warner Brothers was shooting The Matrix 4 and The Batman. But film and television production around the world has shut down. Until now, Kim Swank was working as a camera assistant on the ABC sitcom Schooled. She says production crew members are a unique workforce.
We aren't independent contractors. We're not traditional kind of full-time workers. Our jobs are relatively short-term. So traditional emergency leave benefits are things that we can't always qualify for.
Swank considers herself lucky because she has some savings, but she worries many won't be able to work the 400 hours every 6 months needed to qualify for health care benefits.
During a pandemic, the thought of potentially losing your health care because you can't work is terrifying.
Rebecca Ryan is the National Executive Director of the International Cinematographers Guild Local 600, which includes camera operators, still photographers, and publicists. It's part of a larger union known as IATSE, and they're trying to help 120,000 members now out of work.
The last thing you want in a healthcare crisis is fewer people with healthcare benefits.
Ryan says her union is lobbying for members to be included in any federal and state emergency relief aid packages. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.